And good evening and welcome to a second half of Tuscola football in week two, as the Mountaineers are in week two, day two, wouldn't you say, Shane? As we are sorry we had some technical difficulties in the first half, but the Mountaineers came out on fire. First play from the scrimmage, and with 50 seconds left, Sam Trampton with a long touchdown.
Yeah, 58-yard run from Sam, just a little toss sweep to the left. Got good blocking on the edge, and then he just took it to the house.
And then that which made it 14-7. Then, of course, And then that second drive is a 51 halfback pass touchdown to Ty Walker from Sam Trantham. So that made it 21-7, and then Cherokee answered back with a touchdown by themselves with a 40-yard completion from Dylan to Cucumber. So that's where we're at right now, 27-13 right here coming out of halftime with 11:04 left in the third quarter. Mountaineers up 27-13. Cherokee with the ball and just threw a pass, and it looks like it's going to be pass interference against Tuscola the way the flag is on the field. And that's going to move the ball up and give Cherokee a first down here. So that moving the ball up, that's going to put it on Tuscola's 22-yard line and be an automatic first down for Cherokee. Cherokee with a one-back set, two receivers to the left, snap, hands to Welch. Welch with about a yard here. It's going to make it about second and nine. Shane, defense has played really good that first half from what we saw the rest of the first quarter and the second quarter. So looks like they've made some adjustments from last night to today.
They did. You know, for the most part, we've kept Welch under wraps. You know, defensive line getting good penetration, movement up front. Gave up a few big passes. The one to Cucumber that set them up for the short 4-yard touchdown from Welch. But overall, yeah, the defense is playing a lot more aggressive than they were as we ended last night.
Two receivers to the right. Play action. Rolls out. Going to hit. Looks like 25.
McKean Panther. Journey Waddy.
Journey Waddy right there for the pass. That's going to make it second and a short one.
Number 7, Pruitt came up, made a great tackle, open field tackle. That's what you want out of your defensive backs and your safety. You know, playing in space, you want to, you know, come up, wrap up, get them down.
So, they did. It was close enough. They measured, give them a first down. So, first and 10 here, Cherokee quick up, two receivers to the left, one receiver in the backfield. Right up the middle, tied in, throws it, he drops it. I don't know if they're going to give it. They threw the beanbag down. Jake Durbin picks it up. He's on the way back. He's back into Cherokee territory. And great, great play defensively by the Mountaineers right there.
Yeah, again, Pruitt, you know, kind of got let the tight end get down the seam on him real quick, but he recovered well, punched the ball out.
Jake
Durbin picked it up and taking it back.
Took it back into Cherokee territory right there. So now Tuscola getting it deep here on the 31-yard line. First and 10.
You know, that's what we need out of our defense. Just keep those, you know, making those big plays, winning a turnover battle.
Single back set, two receivers to the right. Chase Smalley in motion across. Hand off to Sam. And he's going to pick up, looks like around 7 yards. That'll make it a second and 3.
Yeah, Sam Bell took out one in the house. He got tripped up by number 52, Levi Tramper.
Let's go with a little bit more huddle action, what they had last year. Last year they went a lot no huddle. This year they are huddling up and had a called a ref timeout. It looks like Everett Mess is going to have to come off. I don't know if he's got some blood on his arms. So they're going to have to tape that up. Looks like Marco Cruz coming in. Cover him for a play. Two receivers to the left. Chase Smalley in motion over. Makes it three over. Sam Trantham long one in the back. Finds his way around. Gets a first down. Picks up. Looks to be around 8 to 9 yards. And that's going to put them in the red zone.
So the Mountaineers are in the Hatton Towing's offensive red zone. Sponsored by Hatton's Towing. From roadside assistance, lockout service, and a safe, damage-free towing. When you need help, call 641-1476.
And not only that, it's a Stevenson Pest Control first down. Most trusted pest control name in their business around Haywood County. Call to schedule your free pest inspection at 421-0845. Let them help say no to bugs. Two receivers to the left. Chase Smalley in motion. Single back to Sam. Isaiah Hyatt rolling out. Ball slips. Oh, throws an interception. He was looking for John right down there. John Hansen. And you could tell the ball was slick when it came out of his hand. It didn't go as far as he wanted it to.
Yeah, Isaiah didn't have any velocity on that when it come out. You know, slipped out of his hand on the way out. Kind of looked like a little wounded duck as it went down to the end zone. Picked off by Cherokee.
So that's going to give Cherokee the ball at the 1 yard line. Mountaineers needing a big defensive stop right here. If they could get a couple of tackles for loss and get a safety right here, would be really good. Hand off to Welch. Ran into his own man right there and he back got tackled but fell forward. So ball will stay at the 1.
And again, you know, just kind of pick up from where he left off last night. Ty Walker all over the field. You know, he come crashing down from the right side and Matt Welch right in the hole.
Thing is, you got to watch right here. A lot of misdirection. You never know what they're going to have. You don't want to get hit with a big play right here standing on the 1. Tuscola keeping that 5-man front down. Cherokee coming out, having 2 to the right, single back. H-back rolling out, looking. And receiver fell after he caught it, so it's going to make it 3rd and about 7 right here.
Yeah, we had good coverage out wide. Cucumber, you know, just about a 3-yard gain, slipped on the play, but we had two or three defenders in the area, so he wasn't going to make it much further than where he went down at.
Of course, a lot of action last night. I think we were the only game that I could tell that was canceled last night and until today, but everybody else looked like got games in last night. So, we'll read off some scores here later. Cherokee coming out of the huddle. Two receivers to the right, single back. Throw down. Looks like it was a miscommunication between Bean and his receiver right there.
Yeah, that's number 2, Waddy. Looks like they were not on the same page on that play. Bean wanted to go long. Waddy broke it off and incomplete pass.
Looked like Waddy was just trying to get to that first down marker.
He was.
And Bean was trying to hit him on a go pattern right there. But either way, it's going to be 4th and 7, and Cherokee is going to elect to punt right here.
Good defensive stand there. You know, biggest thing on, you know, when you get them backed up, don't let them change the field on us. So we got them backed up, you know, punting out of their own end zone.
Elijah Pruitt deep for Tuscola. Ball shanked right there, and it's going to be after the backspin. Tuscola's going to take over on the 10-yard line. So
wow,
a net
huge
of about 4 yards right there for Cherokee on that punt. And that's big for the Mountaineers to take over in, you know, red zone right here for them and try to punch one in.
So we're going to start out in offensive red zone. sponsored by Hatton's Towing.
Isaiah Hite heading to the huddle right now. Going to have one receiver to the left, lone receiver in the right. Going to send Ty Walker in motion. Sam Trantham running the ball, takes it down into about the three or four yard line right there. I think they're going to mark him at the four. With the field being as wet as it was from last night and this last rain that came through, they're going to slide and they're going to have to mark him back from where they stopped sliding, unfortunately. I'd like to take that forward motion, but Tuscola quick out of that. One receiver to the left. Ty Walker in motion again, single back set. Sam Trantham, stutter step, spins around. He's going to be in. Touchdown, Sam Trantham. Touchdown, Mountaineers.
Yeah, the last two plays, you know, we just loaded up the right side, you know, brought Ty Walker in motion, just loaded up, handed the ball off to Sam, just let him find his way on the second carry. He took it to the end zone.
With 6:29 left in the third quarter, Mountaineers taking an early 33-13 lead pending the extra point. And there's a penalty flag down, and I'm not sure. Unsportsman on Tuscola. So they're going to accept that on the kick.
I think we got another celebration penalty, Branson.
I don't understand why you want to. We've not seen it. You know, I don't know if it's something of emphasis this year that they've told the refs, you know, no celebrating. But either way, that's the second penalty on that tonight. So Rudd coming in with a kick. It's going to be good. That makes it 34-13. And that American Legion Post 47 extra point is sponsored by American Legion Post 47 in Waynesville. They're here for veterans, hosting events, and creating opportunities. Come visit the American Legion to see about becoming a member. While we do that, we're going to step away for a commercial and try to catch up on all of these. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Flat tire. Oil light on. Don't sweat it. Hatton's Tire and Auto has you covered. Swing by 2690 Asheville Highway, your one-stop shop for tires. New, repaired, rotated, or balanced. Got a compact car or a big truck? They handle them all. Oil change due? Check engine light got you worried? Their crews keep you safe and rolling fast. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5:30. Weekends by appointment. They work around your schedule. Drive in today or call 492-0102. Hatton's Tire and Auto, where your ride gets the VIP treatment. More Tuscola football on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming to you live from the Forger Contract and Press Box, sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware. Mountaineers up 34-13 with 6:29 left in the third quarter. And looks like Cole Rudd kicking off for the Mountaineers here. And good kick right there over the Cherokee defender's head. And it's going to stop on about the three. They're going to have to pick it. So you talk about a change. You talk about flipping the field on that kick. Wow, where'd that come from?
Wow. You know, Cherokee had nobody deep. And then, you know, when the ball hit the ground, they were just kind of lackadaisical trying to get to it.
Right. A lot of the kids don't realize that's still a live ball.
That's still a live ball.
And, they may have been thinking and hoping it was going to get to the end zone, but it did not. So, either way, Tuscola getting a tackle right there on the 11, and that's where Cherokee's going to start on their own 11, first and 10. And at this point, I'm afraid we're going to start seeing some stuff that we've not really seen, because one of the things we didn't mention last night, the head coach for Cherokee is no stranger actually to Haywood County football, and T.C. Geyer that took over that program, played here, I'm sure, a couple of times with Pisgah. But snap to Bean. He's going to take it himself up the middle. Looks like he's going to pick up a yard. He's going to make it second and nine.
You know, I got to give credit, you know, the defensive line, you know, starting last night in the original, you know, the original kickoff and everything all the way through the third quarter today, you know, basically they're filling the gaps, you know, basically they're letting Ty Walker play free. I mean, he, like I said last night, he has not been blocked yet. Nobody's picking him up. So the defensive line doing a great job, you know, hitting the gaps and letting Ty play free.
Cherokee coming out two split to the right, single back or running back, play action, short little drag across the middle. It will be caught. Tackle made by Noah Burgess. Looks to pick up about, it's going to make that third and about three.
Good recognition from Burgess. You know, once he kind of peeled off, he recognized what was getting ready to happen. He broke on it. He got there just as the ball was caught. Good tackle.
That last touchdown by Sam Trantham was sponsored by State Farm Insurance agent Chad McMahon. Call Chad at 452-0567 for all your insurance needs. Cherokee two out to the left. Quick pass out. And going to come out of bounds about the 19-yard line. So still going to be short. Good job by Cameron Frizzell dragging him out of bounds. Noah Burgess there to clean it up.
Yeah, we read that one well. Both defenders, you know, they were right on cucumber. As soon as he caught the ball, they had him on the sideline and took him out of bounds.
And you know, last night they did the same play and we didn't play it as well, but tonight did a really good job. And fourth and four, looks like Cherokee, I would expect they're going to do like a quick kick maybe. No, we're going to be a quick run. And looks like
it's going to be close.
Is that Welch that was running?
That was a Welch.
And took a direct snap right there, and it is going to be close. And they are going to give him the first down. So Cherokee with the first down there, and it'll be first and 10 from the 22-yard line. 4:48 remaining. Mountaineers leading 34-13.
Kind of what you expected, Branson. What you were saying is, you know, we might start seeing some unexpected things out of Cherokee when you start getting, you know, down late in the third quarter, trying to, you know, get some points on the board. Fourth downs, you never know what's going to happen. And that time he just done a direct snap. You might, thought it might be a quick pooch kick from Welch. He just took and ran with it.
Yeah. I mean, he took a step back he was trying to draw everybody to think that's what he's going to do. Beam with the snap. Throw over, another catch out there in the flat, but good job right there by
number one, Bowen Hole.
Yeah, good play by him, and he had somebody back there backing him up, and Noah Burgess, so good job by them. And listen, only give up about 3 yards. It's going to make it second and seven.
You know, the defensive backs are seeing what the receivers, when they break, they're breaking right with them. So, you know, these little short, giving up just these little short completions, nothing big over the top.
Receivers to the right. Looks like looks like Welch is going to run. All he was going to do is run left behind his offensive lineman, and we busted it up. No gain on the play right there. It's going to make it third and seven.
Yeah, Jake Sutton, number 55, trailed it from the backside, and as Wells was trying to find his hole, Jake just come and cleaned it up.
And of course, you and I know Jake Sutton's daddy, Frog. When we started a couple of years ago, I told him his tadpole. He hadn't grown into a frog yet, so I'll have to call him Frog this year since he's a senior.
Yeah, it looks like he's grown up quite a bit.
So officials blew the whistle. So third down here, third and six. Receivers to the left, two. Single back. Beam with another throw up. Looks like it's going to be a 50-50 ball, and it's going to fall in between the receivers. Of course, Tuscola had defenders back there in Jake Durbin, Bowen Hull, and Elijah Pruitt. So that's going to make it fourth and six.
Yeah, we had everybody blanketed on that one. Beam just threw it up for grabs, hoping somebody would either jump and make a good catch or get us for a defensive pass interference, but that didn't happen. So they're going to punt it away to us.
Good job by our guys not getting their hands on them. So that's going to bring out the punt team for Cherokee. Elijah Pruitt deep for the Mountaineers. Snaps clean. Punts away. Really good looking punt. Elijah Pruitt making the catch. Calls a fair catch, so the Mountaineers will take over on their 33-yard line. And like I said, we apologize for the technical difficulties trying to get on earlier to have, you know, play the rest of the first and quarter on, but just glad we could get something out. And I want to say thank you to Tim Hodges and Terrell. Terrell was the road warrior for us and brought us up a new Wi-Fi little box so we could get on, and we appreciate that. And I know a lot of people, I got a lot of texts, and as I was going down through, people's like, hey, we can't hear you. And I'm like, yeah, we're not on. So we are now. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Straight handoff pass to Ty Walker. Found some running room. He's up to the 40. Knocked out of bounds into the Cherokee. Looked like around the 29-yard line.
So we got some flag on the play.
Actually stepped out of bounds around the 34 right there.
Flag on the play, so we'll see what this is.
And this flag on the play is sponsored by Sorrels Marathon, your one-stop shop and place for everything from auto repairs and service to gas and groceries, located at 3796 Jonathan Creek Road in Waynesville.
Branson, looks like they got us for holding. We'll bring us back.
Oh. Well, that was a good run, and I tell you, Ty did a really good job finding a seam right there and getting down the sideline. And it happened down the field, so when we get the ball back, it's first and actually three on the 41-yard line. So two receivers to the right, one to the left. Chase Smalley in motion. Hand off to Ty Walker again, straight up the gut. Looked like this almost the same play, but Ty picking up almost 10 yards right there.
Yeah, good hard running by Ty again that time on the, you know, we just went right off left tackle. You know, they created a hole for him, and, you know, he shot through it and picked up some good yards.
So that's going to make it first and 10. On the Cherokee 49-yard line. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Hand off to Sam Trantham. Stays on his feet, and I see another flag on the play right there. I don't know if they're going to call holding again. But this flag on the play was sponsored by Sorrels Marathon. And our kids are walking back, so got called for holding again. So that's a couple penalties back-to-back on us right there. Shane, you know, last week we were talking, we had 114 yards last week in penalties. And, you know, last night we didn't have that many in the first quarter, but I know while we've been watching in the second quarter and this, we've gotten a few more, but not like last week. But, you know, two holding penalties so far on this drive, and that's going to push us back to the 41 where we originally started. It's going to be first and 20 on our 41-yard line. Ty Walker in motion, just toss sweep to Sam Trantham. And looks like some extracurriculars right there after the play. And let's see what they call right there, because I don't know if they done something when Sam went down. It's hard to tell until they call the penalty right here.
Yeah, from what you know, when he took Sam down, when he rolled over on Sam, looked like he kind of pushed off of Sam and Sam was on the ground.
So it is a personal foul on Cherokee. That'll be 15 yards.
Both teams getting a little chipper right now, so, you know, coaches just need to calm everybody down.
So after they've marked that penalty off, that's going to make it first first down and about 2 yards on the Cherokee 41-yard line. Yeah, you got to watch that. I mean, in a game like this, the last thing you want to do is try to get disqualified or even get ejected, because then you're going to be out the following week and possibly the next. And so, you know, it's just play the game. You know, you got a minute and a half left here in the third quarter, got the whole fourth quarter to go. You know, you're driving. You know, if they want to talk, let them talk. It's the way, you know, I've always tried to tell, and, you know, it's the way we've always been too, back when we played. You know, let your actions, you know, do the speaking for you.
That's exactly right. You know, and right now, you know, closing in at the end of the third quarter, you know, we got the ball on their side of the 50, driving it. This is one of those ones you can start, you know, start to put some nails in that coffin, so to speak. So, you know, kind of extend that lead, put a lot more pressure on Cherokee going into the fourth quarter to make some plays and do what they're not accustomed to doing.
So first and two on the 41. Two receivers to the right. Single back set, hand off to Sam, inching his way through, staying on his feet. And that's the big thing about Sam. He's hard to take down. He's going to get the first down. Picks up actually about 15 yards here, and they're going to mark him down on about the 27-yard line.
You know, that's, you know, Sam. Sam's got good vision.
Right.
You know, when he goes through the hole, he's always got his head up looking, you know, and so, you know, he just makes these little jump cut steps. And then he's off, you know. That's how, to me, that's how he's making a lot of people miss. He goes through a lot of arm tackles.
He does. And, he's got vision like I've not seen, you know, by a running back in a few years. And, great job by him. Two receivers to the left. Hand off to Ty or Sam again. Sam busting right up the middle. Had a really good game. They're going to mark him down about 8 yard line. With 52 seconds left, and that puts us in the red zone.
So, yeah, we're in the offensive red zone, sponsored by Hatton's Towing.
Tuscola coming to line out of the huddle. Two receivers to the right, Sam Trantham being one of them, Elijah Pruitt the other. Ty Walker in the backfield, hand off to Ty, inching his way through, staying up, and he's in. That's going to be a touchdown for the Mountaineers. He just followed his blockers all the way through, Shane, and big touchdown. That's going to push it 40-13 minus the extra point.
Yeah, Ty just got in behind Nick Messer, Luke Johnson. And yep. Just kind of just, you know, straight up the middle, right off the B gap.
Cole Rudd with a kick, and it will be good. That makes it 41-13 with 13 seconds left to go, or 30 seconds to go, here in the third quarter. That field goal sponsored by the American Legion Post 47. And we're going to step away for a commercial. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Mountain Credit Union was built for your financial journey. Hey everybody, it's Mary Carswell from Mountain Credit Union. For more than 60 years, Mountain Credit Union has been helping Western North Carolina families reach their financial goals. Whether you're opening your first account, buying a vehicle, purchasing a home, or planning for what's next, we're here to help you at every step along the trail. With local service, personalized support, and financial solutions designed around your needs, we are committed to helping you succeed. Mountain Credit Union, your credit union, your trail, our community. Visit us online, stop by one of our local branches, or learn more at mountaincu.org. Equal housing lender, insured by NCUA.
Tuscola football continues on Tuscola Sports Radio.
And we're back for the Forger Contracting press box, sponsored by Haywood Ace. And kickoff by Cole Rudd to Cherokee. And Welch still has the ball. He's up around the 40 and still on his feet. Tackle made by a host of Mountaineers right there.
Looks like number 13, Kellen Barker, finally got to Welch, able to hold on, wrap him up, hold on to him until everybody else got there to help him bring him down.
And we got a flag on the play. He looks like a block in the back by Cherokee. And this flag on the play is sponsored by Sorrels Marathon.
You know, Branson, at this point in the game, a 28-point lead, you know, these kind of plays is what we can't afford to just give up. Don't give them the easy plays, you know.
Right.
Make them earn every yard that they're going to get from this point forward.
So after that penalty's marked off, Cherokee will take over on their 47-yard line. Tuscola with a five-man front still. Cherokee snaps the beam, looking up the field. Jumps up. Great coverage right there by Noah Burgess. Knocks off, and they're going to throw a flag.
Throw a flag.
That was just two guys going up after a ball.
Wow. Burgess was in good position. Like you said, you know, the ball was kind of underthrown. Both Burgess and the receiver, turned around for the ball. Just two players making a play on the ball.
And he had his head turned around looking for it.
Yes, he did.
So that was the flag on the field was sponsored by Sorrels Marathon. So that's going to push the ball after the penalty to the Tuscola 38-yard line. First and 10 for Cherokee. Hand off to Welch. Bouncing his way out. Find some space. He's going to get a first down right there. It looks like they're going to mark him about the 26-yard line. So first and 10 for Cherokee.
Yeah, Welch broke it out to the right side. You know, he had a lot of room. And again, here comes Ty Walker out of nowhere, makes a big hit on the sidelines.
So Cherokee come to line. Two receivers to the left. Single back. H-back set up. Hand off to Welch. He's bouncing it out. And Chase Smalley and Noah Burgess coming up making the tackle, but looks like Welch is going to get about 5 yards as the horn blows for the end of the third quarter. And Mountaineers leading 41-13. We're going to step away for a commercial. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
You're listening to Tuscola Football on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming to you live from the Forger Contract and Press Box here at C. Weatherby Stadium, sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware. Mountaineers leading 41-13 as we get ready to start the fourth quarter. Cherokee will have the ball on Tuscola's 20-yard line as we get ready to get started. Mountaineers need to hold them out right here, Shane, because we've had a good game so far. You know, a couple of, you hate to harp on the penalties, but that one over there, that pass interference was, I didn't agree with it. But they called it anyways. I thought Burgess had his head turned around and both were going for the ball at the same time. But as we come out here to start the fourth, two receivers to the left, Welch in the backfield beside Beam. Beam hands off to Welch, inching his way up through. Looks like he's going to have a first down on about the 13-yard line.
Yeah, Welch brought down by number 32, Ty Lucas, on that play. It's kind of... So the Mountaineers are in the Singleton Tires and Service defensive red zone, sponsored by Singleton's Tire and Service, a family-owned and auto-repaired and tire shop providing complete vehicle care. Call 456-7292 when your car needs repair.
Welch stopped right there. It's going to make it second and about 8.
This is where we got to just tighten everything down. Good eye recognition. Be disciplined because, again, you know, Cherokee, you know, they could do a little misdirection.
One hand off to Welch. Inching his way up. Only picks up a couple of yards right there. That's going to make it third and probably about five. So right here, you'd have to watch because they've been running that little drag pass or even an out pass right here. So you need to be ready for it, looking for it.
Yeah, this is where you want to, you know, you want to be careful of that little play action pass. Kind of want to hold the linebackers and, you know, get that tight end either down the seam or dragging across right behind the linebackers. So just keep everything in front of us right here.
Two receivers to right. Welch in the backfield. Hands off to Welch. Ran around. And listen, he got hit. Oh, he really got hit when he stayed on his feet. And who was that delivered that hit?
That was number 32, Ty Lucas.
Ty Lucas coming through and delivering the wood right there to Mr. Welch. So that's going to make it fourth down.
Yeah, Ty Walker, he shot through the gap. You know, he kind of blew up the play in the backfield originally, slowed Welch down. Welch kind of broke off to the left side. But Ty Lucas was there to clean it up, and, I mean, he really cleaned it up.
So that's going to make it fourth and five, and they really have no other choice but to go for it right here and not go for three. They're needing points bad as they line up. Two receivers to the right, single back and set. Welch, receiver in motion, and going to have a timeout called on the field. And
timeout on the field. It's sponsored by Haywood Farm Bureau. Looking for insurance coverage in Haywood County? Contact Haywood Farm Bureau at 452-1425, your local insurance professionals.
And listen, I want to, you know, we've missed a lot of sponsors tonight, and I apologize to it. You know, we can't do this without Stevenson Pest Control, Mark Stevenson and that bunch. We've known them all our lives. They do an incredible job, do everything they can to help out the school system. We appreciate them. Sorrels is Marathon. Chad McMahon, I know I've missed a couple of touchdowns tonight because of us being off the air. You know, thank you to Chad McMahon and the American Legion. We've got them in a couple of times on the field goal, so I've got them. But, listen, we appreciate everything y'all do for us and being able to call. Haywood Ace Hardware is another. Hatton's Towing, Singleton Tires and Service, and Haywood Farm Bureau. Beam taking the snap, throw back over us, and it was, like I said, quick slant. And they're going to give him a touchdown right there on the fourth and five.
Yeah, we just got caught on the back shoulder of number two, Noah Waddy. Good, you know, quarterback Beam threw a good low, you know, pass. Basically, if Waddy wasn't going to catch it, nobody was. A good catch by Waddy.
Cherokee going to go for two here as it's 41-19. One receiver to the left, two receivers in the backfield split. And I have to think with one of them being a lineman, it's going to be to the right. And that's what it was. And he just pops in. That's going to make it 21-41 with 9:15 left here in the fourth quarter. And we're going to step away for a commercial. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684. This is Tuscola football. Let's go back to the Forga Contracting Press Box with Branson and Mark.
Coming to you live from the Forga Contracting Press Box, sponsored by Haywood Ace, as Mountaineers up 41-21 with 9:15 left to go here in the fourth quarter. And Shane, minus that shower, man, this has been an absolutely beautiful afternoon. And, you know, even with that, we didn't have no thunder and lightning in that rain, which was good. It kept everybody off the field and we can get this game in because, you know, you want to get these non-conference games in with conference schedule looming after next week. So,
yeah, we want to get as many reps in as we can before we start conference.
So looks like we called a timeout here before the kickoff, and I'm wondering if we weren't missing a couple of players on the return team, but
so with the timeout on the field, sponsored by Haywood Farm Bureau.
So they've got everybody in now, and I see Crompton talking to the officials down there on the side. And it looks like they're anticipating an onside kick here, and especially when they took off, it looked like those two far runner guys were trying to get there quick, and we see it putting in a hands team right here now. Isaiah Height, the lone deep receiver. And it is going to be an onside kick. Ball's kicked. Goes out of bounds. Good job by Mountaineers just letting it roll.
Yeah, the coaches saw something on that when they saw that they may be getting ready for that onside kick. We didn't come out initially, you know, ready for that. So good call. You know, you don't want to call your timeouts in the fourth quarter this early, but in this situation, you don't want to give Cherokee a chance to get the ball back. So good timeout by the coaching staff.
And with that, you know, Tuscola's doing a good job right now, manage the ball on the ground, keep that clock rolling, get this game out of the way. And, you know, you and I were talking, you know, Saturday mornings is usually the time that the coaches get together and stuff, prepare for next week for South Caldwell. But now with this game this afternoon, they'll have to, I don't know if they'll meet later, just stay up there and do it tonight or come back tomorrow. But it kind of throws things off a little bit, but luckily we're making this up on Saturday and not Monday. Tuscola coming out with two receivers to the left, long back Sam Trantham, hand off to him, finds his way, sneaking around. They've got a hold of him, still not down, and he is down now with a pickup about 7.
Yeah, another good little jump cut by Sam. You know, initially didn't have anything at the line of scrimmage, made one little cut, you know, put his foot in the ground and went straight ahead for – looks what, seven-yard gain.
Seven-yard gain, yeah.
Brought down by number 11, Aiden Larch from Cherokee.
So that's going to make it 2nd and 3 from the Cherokee 42 here. And like we said, clock's running. That's what Tuscola wants right here. Two receivers to the left. Chase Smalley in motion to the left. Hand off to Sam Trantham. Busts his way through for a first down. And I think you're going to see a heavy dose of Sam Trantham and Ty Walker right here, and probably Isaiah Height too. Listen, we've not mentioned Isaiah. He's done a great job tonight managing this game. He's made some good throws. And who would have thought after seeing Cherokee last week with only 8 passes, as many as they've passed between last night and tonight.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, you know, totally different look. You know, like I said, you know, Cherokee's been pretty balanced, you know, run, pass. But, you know, with our defensive front kind of holding Welch in check, you know, Cherokee felt like they needed to be able to throw the ball to have a chance.
One receiver left, one receiver right. Ty Walker coming out of the backfield, makes the catch, stays on his feet, picks up around 7 yards. And as we said, just keeps that clock rolling. So it's going to be 2nd and 3 from the 29-yard line of Cherokee.
And I think that is a
Stevenson Pest Control first down, most trusted pest control name in and around Haywood County. No call to schedule your free pest inspection at 421-0845. Let them help and say no to drugs, bugs. Hand off Sam Trantham. They've got him. I wrangled up. He's still forward motion is going to keep him at that line of scrimmage.
Yeah, Sam got kind of blew up at the line of scrimmage by number 28, Drew Early. I mean, number 28, Colin Lossie. Sorry. from Cherokee. But again, you know, Coach Crompton, what he's doing, he's just kind of sitting and see what kind of front Cherokee's giving him. So he said, hey, if they're going to give me that three-man look, I'm going to run it. If they're going to give me a four- or five-man box, I'm going to toss it short. So on that one, they had a three-man look, but then they shot the linebacker through the gap and kind of stuffed Sam at the line of scrimmage.
Coming out of the huddle, Tuscola going to have Isaiah Height to the right. Sam Trantham in the back, straight direct snap to him. Takes off up the middle. Got touched by the linebacker, spin out. Going to be tackled down around the 17-yard line. That'll be another first down for the Mountaineers, and that's a Stevenson Pest Control first down.
We're also inside the offensive red zone, sponsored by Hatton's Towing. Yeah, Sam, he got in behind John Hansen that time, kind of picked his way through for a good gain for a first down.
So what we've seen a lot of between last night and tonight, saw it more last night at Wildcat, and he's just gone back to it tonight.
Yep.
Here late in the game, and still having trouble, their Cherokee having trouble to stop it. So first and 10 on the Cherokee 16, one receiver to the right, direct snap to Sam, chipping his way, bounces it out. Nobody touched him. He's going to be in the end zone. Touchdown, Tuscola. Sam Trantham with a 16-yard scamper. Going to make it 47-21 minus the extra point attempt right now.
Yeah, we've been talking a lot about Sam's vision. You know, he reminds me a lot of Nathan Sutton.
Right.
You know, he just kind of, he sees the field. He sees it in, you know, in its entirety. Like right there, you know, Cherokee, they had a split look up front. You know, Sam kind of went like he was going to go straight off the B gap. Everybody crashed down. Sam just bounced it to the outside, to the left side, and nobody was there to stop him.
Extra point is good. Makes it 48-21. And that field goal was an American Legion Post extra point field goal. So we're going to step away for a commercial. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Haywood EMC, your local electric cooperative, is proud to support our community students and student athletes through education grants, college scholarships, athletic camp scholarships, and much more. To learn about Haywood EMC's work in our community, as well as future opportunities for your student or student athlete, visit HaywoodEMC.com/community. This is Mountaineer Football on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming to you live from the Forger Contract and Press Box, sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware. Mountaineers leading 48-21, 5:44 left. And Cole Rudd, just a little squib kick up in the air. Cherokee recovers it on their, looks like, 46-yard line. And
I think the idea on that was, you know, just kind of a little pooch kick. Might have got a little bit too high, but no way did they want to kick this one back to Welch.
Right.
Again.
Give him a chance to get a good return. So Cherokee going to have two receivers to the left, Welch and Beam in the backfield. One of those receivers in motion coming across, trying to do a little toss sweep. Good job by the Mountaineer defensive line. Stayed home right there, and they were trying to do a little misdirection right there.
Walker Boone just stayed home, and just basically as soon as they done the little reverse pitch, Walker Boone just met him as soon as he got it. So, yeah, good play staying at home. You know, this, I was going to say, mention this before the start of the play, but, you know, this defensive series here, this is all about fundamentals.
Right.
You know, read your keys.
Second and 13, two receivers to the right. Beam looking down the field, and it looks like he's trying to go. And he's intercepted. We're going to go back to that tight end pass, but to Elijah Pruitt. Elijah Pruitt got some yard. Hey, made a good move. Nobody around him. He's at the 10, the 5. Touchdown. Touchdown, Tuscola. Pick 6 right here late in the game. That's huge for this defense.
That's huge. Good defense. You know, after giving up, you know, the touchdown previously, you know, good defensive stand here. Again, like I talked about, this series was all about fundamentals. You know, Elijah Pruitt, basically, you know, they burned us on that tight end seam a few times. Elijah saw it, broke on the ball when it was thrown, and took it to the house.
the big thing is that's 2 weeks in a row, two defensive touchdowns by this defense. So it's a, this defense is, you know, they were good last year. They've gotten a lot better this year so far in these first two games.
And, you know, and a lot of that is repetition, right? You know, a lot of juniors coming back, you know, seniors this year, and you can see it.
Right.
You can see the improvement and that they made, you know, in the off season to get ready for this season.
And they're going to call unsportsmanlike on Cherokee, and they're going to take that on the kick. So Cole Rudd will be attempting this extra point here. And I don't know if they know the clock's running or unless they're running it to. And now that I remember, it's 35-point lead, so it's going to be a running clock now. And extra point by Cole Rudd is good. That's going to make it 55-21 with the running clock with a little over 3 minutes to go. And while they do that, we're going to step away for a commercial. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Every great season starts from the ground up with healthy feet and ankles. Whether you're chasing touchdowns, cheering, running, or hiking, injuries can happen. When they do, trust the specialists at Smoky Mountain Foot and Ankle Clinic. From sprains and fractures to heel pain and sports injuries, our experienced team helps athletes of all ages get back in the game fast. Schedule your appointment today at SmokyMountainFootClinic.com. We keep Western North Carolina moving, proudly supporting our student athletes.
Tuscola football continues on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming to you live from the Forga Contract and Press Box, sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware. And, of course, after that penalty, that's going to push Tuscola kicking off from the Cherokee 45. Cole Rudd up, kicks it off. Going to go in the end zone for a touchback, and defense will start from the 20 for Tuscola.
And here, Branson, we just need to close this thing out, right?
Yeah, you know, you're right. You know,
play within ourselves. You know, we don't need any penalties, anything. You know, like you were talking earlier, you know, get anybody ejected, disqualified, or anything like that to put us at risk for next week. So this is just, you know, do your job, you know, and look, keep that clock running.
So Cherokee. With two receivers to the right, Welch in the backfield, hands off to Welch, looking for a little room, found a seam, and going to pick up about 12, 13 yards right here. That's going to move the ball out about the 33-yard line. Under 3 minutes to go here. Mountaineers leading 55-21.
Welch gets tripped up after a good run, and then number two, Walker Boone comes in and kind of finishes it off.
Cherokee, same two receivers to the right, hand off to Welch again. Staying on his feet, does get tackled, maybe got a yard.
Looks like he was brought, Welch was brought down by number 53, Eli Bulko.
So a lot of these kids getting in now here with the running clock, and that's good because you want to try to get these kids in as much as you can because, you know, they go just as hard as anybody else in practice. And getting them in a game on a Friday night or whenever is also big for them.
Yeah, because, you know, they need the reps too because you never know when their number is going to be called to step up and play.
Hand off to Welch straight up the middle. Picks up, looks like, around 4 yards. Just went under the 2 minute mark here in the fourth quarter. As we said, Mountaineers are leading 55-21.
Yeah, he was brought, Welch was brought down by number 56, Siler Smathers on the play.
Siler's one of those kids I got to know and got to love down there on the JVs, and man, he's a good kid. Goes at it hard. Two receivers right. Going to be a pass. Quick stop and go. And wow. Big tackle right there by Ty Lucas. He just got a hold of Caden Cucumber and just slung him down to the ground by his jersey.
By his jersey. I mean, that was about a 3-yard throw from Ty.
Under a minute to play now. First down for Cherokee. Two receivers to the right. Snap to Beam. Hand off to Welch. Got met. Taken down. Gained about 3 yards.
Again, brought down by number 56, Siler Smathers, playing hard in the middle.
Going to get one more play off here. Snap back to Beam, looking down. Going to go right up the middle here and over through Waddy. And that's going to do it. Mountaineers picking up a win tonight, 55-21. Good win for the Mountaineers after a turbulent wind, crazy storm night on last night. So we're going to step away for a commercial. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Planning your next hunt? Get geared up at S&S Hunting Supplies in Canton. Whether you're preparing for deer or turkey season, training your hunting dogs, or heading into the great outdoors, S&S Hunting Supplies has the gear and dog supplies you need. Stop by S&S Hunting Supplies at 1207 Pisgah Drive in Canton and get ready for your next adventure. S&S Hunting Supplies is your local source for hunting gear and dog supplies. Stop by 1207 Pisgah Drive in Canton. S&S Hunting Supplies. Gear up. Get outdoors and hunt with confidence. If you're ready to purchase a house or finally tackle those big projects in your current home, Telco Community Credit Union is here to help you get started. Telco offers competitive rates, fast local decisions, and experienced loan officers who take the time to find the best options that fit your needs. No pressure, no runaround. Just straightforward guidance every step of the way. Visit us in Waynesville at 370 North Main Street. Telco, where members matter. Looking to promote your business with inexpensive advertising? Dynamic Advertising and Marketing can help. Their advertising targets the exact profile of customers you are looking for and reaches thousands of people every year. From mugs to menus, offering free design and full-color advertising. Give Dynamic Advertising and Marketing a call at 775-4805 to get started.
When I found out I was pregnant, I honestly didn't know what to do. I felt scared and completely alone. But then I called Ascend Women's Center. They listened, like really listened. No judgment, just support. They helped me breathe again, and I finally had confidence to make an empowered choice.
Find support in Asheville and Waynesville. Call 828-252-1306 or visit ascendwc.org.
This year, as America celebrates 250 years of freedom, Mike's Heating and Cooling is honoring the heroes who protect it every day. Veterans, active military, law enforcement, first responders, EMTs, paramedics, and nurses can receive $250 off a qualifying new HVAC system installation. It's our way of saying thank you for your courage, sacrifice, and service to our communities and our country. Call Mike's Heating and Cooling today at 828-665-4343 or visit mikesheatingandcooling.com. Mike's Heating and Cooling, quality, comfort, reliability. God bless our heroes and God bless America. Haywood EMC, your local electric cooperative, is proud to support our community students and student athletes through education grants, college scholarships, athletic camp scholarships, and much more. To learn about Haywood EMC's work in our community as well as future opportunities for your student or student athlete, visit haywoodemc.com/community.
Haywood Community College, your hometown path to an associate's degree or certification. With over 30 programs and 4 brand new options, small classes, and credits that can transfer to a 4-year university, HCC keeps you local, saving you time and money. With HCC's tuition-free guarantee for Haywood County school grads, you could attend college at low or no cost. Kick off your future today. Visit Haywood.edu to learn more and register.
More Tuscola football on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming to you live from the Forga Contracting Press Box, sponsored by Haywood Ace. Of course, Tuscola winning tonight 55-21. Shane, I look like a tale of two different nights for us, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you know, when we left last night, you know, we were talking about, you know, how would the players, you know, come back today, you know, getting to bed early last night, you know, and just being, you know, kind of off schedule, you know, on a Saturday, not used to having to get up and get ready to play a ball game. So, you know, we wondered how would they react to that? How would they respond? How would they come out this afternoon? And hey, came out of the gates blazing, you know. Right. First play from scrimmage today, you know, Sam took it 58 yards for a touchdown. You know, the defense came right back, you know, forced a punt. And then on our second drive, you know, coming back this afternoon, you know, basically we set that up with Sam again, you know, that little quick pitch to the right. This time he kind of held on to it. And you know, Ty kind of slipped down the sideline. Sam pulled up, threw a halfback pass, 51-yard halfback pass to Ty Walker. So, you know, we got out of the gate pretty quick, got us a comfortable lead. And you know, from there we just kept adding on to it. The defense kind of responded well. You know, we gave up a few touchdowns the second half, but you know, nothing to be ashamed of. No just big gashing plays. You know, the tight end seam, you know, kind of hurt us a few times, but you know, they're running back, Kingston Welch, you know, we kind of held him in check, pretty much all afternoon. So that, right. You know, that we kind of forced Cherokee to really have to throw the ball. And, you know, our defensive back stepped up, you know, they were in position. Yeah. You know, Cherokee made some short yardage receptions, but we were there to make the tackle. So we, you know, no missed tackles out in open space. You know, that kind of negates a lot of those long breaks that are possible when you do those little short outs.
Yeah, you're right. And, we've got a lot of commercials and sponsorships we need to mention and get caught up on from last night. For tonight too, but Tuscola football and WPTL is brought to you by Chad McMahon, State Farm Insurance, American Legion Post 47, Champion Credit Union, Forga Contracting, Sarles Marathon, Dynamic Advertising, and by Papertown Equipment Rental. Tuscola football also is sponsored by Hatton's Towing, Mike's Heating and Air, Haywood EMC, Singleton's Automotive, Mount Credit Union, Dentistry on Main, and Haywood Community College. And I'm going to go ahead and just keep reading these on out. The Tuscola Halftime Show, presenting sponsor is Green Brothers Well Drilling and Pump. Since 1945, Green Brothers has provided well drilling, well repair, and solar pump services with weekday and on-call weekend services available. And the Halftime Show's presenting sponsor had been Green Brothers Well Drilling and Pump. Since 1945, Green Brothers has provided well drilling, well repair, solar pump services with weekday and on-call weekend services available. We're going to step away for a commercial again. We'll be right back.
Water well and pump service in Western North Carolina. Trust the family that's been doing it since 1945. Green Brothers Well and Pump. For 3 generations, Green Brothers has provided water well drilling, geothermal drilling, pump installation and repair, plus hand pump and solar powered pump systems. Need service? Their certified technicians work hard to get your water flowing again, often the same day, including weekend on-call service. Green Brothers Well and Pump. Serving Western North Carolina since 1945. Experience you can trust. Service you can count on. Call Green Brothers Well and Pump at 648-3170.
Planning your next hunt? Get geared up at S&S Hunting Supplies in Canton. Whether you're preparing for deer or turkey season, training your hunting dogs, or heading into the great outdoors, S&S Hunting Supplies has the gear and dog supplies you need. Stop by S&S Hunting Supplies at 1207 Pisgah Drive in Canton and get ready for your next adventure. S&S Hunting Supplies is your local source for hunting gear and dog supplies. Stop by 1207 Pisgah Drive in Canton. S&S Hunting Supplies. Gear up, get outdoors, and hunt with confidence.
Are you paying a high interest rate on your auto loan? Telco Community Credit Union has saved members thousands of dollars just by bringing their loan over. At Telco, you could save up to 2%. That means lower monthly payments and more money staying right where it belongs, in your pocket. And the best part? We make refinancing simple and offer 90 days with no payments. Stop by our branch in Waynesville at 370 North Main Street for full details. Don't settle for a high rate. Refinance today with Telco, where members matter.
Every great season starts from the ground up with healthy feet and ankles. Whether you're chasing touchdowns, cheering, running, or hiking, injuries can happen. When they do, trust the specialists at Smoky Mountain Foot and Ankle Clinic. From sprains and fractures to heel pain and sports injuries, our experienced team helps athletes of all ages get back in the game fast. Schedule your appointment today at SmokyMountainFootClinic.com. We keep Western North Carolina moving, proudly supporting our student athletes.
This year, as America celebrates 250 years of freedom, Mike's Heating and Cooling is honoring the heroes who protect it every day. Veterans, active military, law enforcement, first responders, EMTs, paramedics, and nurses can receive $250 off a qualifying new HVAC system installation. It's our way of saying thank you for your courage, sacrifice, and service to our communities and our country. Call Mike's Heating and Cooling today at 828-665-4343 or visit MikesHeatingAndCooling.com. Mike's Heating and Cooling. Quality, comfort, reliability. God bless our heroes and God bless America.
Tuscola football continues.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit ChampionCU.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Flat tire? Oil light on? Don't sweat it. Hatton's Tire and Auto has you covered. Swing by 2690 Asheville Highway, your one-stop shop for tires. New, repaired, rotated, or balanced. Got a compact car or a big truck? They handle them all. Oil change due? Check engine light got you worried? Their crews keep you safe and rolling fast. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5:30. Weekends by appointment. They work around your schedule. Drive in today or call 492-0102. Hatton's Tire and Auto, where your ride gets the VIP treatment. At Dentistry on Main, Dr. Amy Perlow is committed to providing you with a superior dental care experience. Our patient-centered approach ensures you receive personalized, compassionate, and honest care you can trust. From preventative and restorative dentistry to extractions and dentures, our comprehensive services cater to all your family's dental needs. Call 424-9642 to experience the difference at Dentistry on Main.
Haywood EMC, your local electric cooperative, is proud to support our community students and student athletes through education grants, college scholarships, athletic camp scholarships, and much more. To learn about Haywood EMC's work in our community as well as future opportunities for your student or student athlete, visit HaywoodEMC.com/community.
When I found out I was pregnant, I honestly didn't know what to do. I felt scared and completely alone. But then I called Ascend Women's Center. They listened, like really listened. No judgment, just support. They helped me breathe again, and I finally had confidence to make an empowered choice.
Find support in Asheville and Waynesville. Call 828-252-1306 or visit ascendwc.org.
Looking for top-notch custom metal work? Look no further than Hoey Built LLC Welding and Fabrication, based right here in Canton. Whether you need railings, gates, stairs, or structural components, they deliver the highest quality craftsmanship tailored just for you. Their services include architectural designs, repair work, mobile welding, and specialized aluminum welding. and rest assured they're AWS certified, insured, and trusted by the community with 5-star Google ratings. Ready to bring your vision to life? Call Hoey Built 582-4091 or visit hoeybuilt.com to learn more.
This is Tuscola Football. Let's go back to the Forca Contracting Press Box with Branson and Mark.
Mountain Credit Union builds strong communities. Hey everybody, it's Mary Carswell from Mountain Credit Union. At Mountain Credit Union, we believe strong communities start with people helping people. That's why we've spent more than 60 years serving the families, businesses, and communities of Western North Carolina. From checking accounts and mortgages to business accounts and digital services, we are here to provide trusted guidance and local service you can count on. Mountain Credit Union, investing in our communities and the people who make them thrive. Visit us online, stop by one of our local branches, or learn more at mountaincu.org. Equal housing.
If you're ready to purchase a house or finally tackle those big projects in your current home, Telco Community Credit Union is here to help you get started. Telco offers competitive rates, fast local decisions, and experienced loan officers who take the time to find the best options that fit your needs. No pressure, no runaround. Just straightforward guidance every step of the way. Visit us in Waynesville at 370 North Main Street. Telco, where members matter.
Haywood Community College, your hometown path to an associate's degree or certification. With over 30 programs and 4 brand new options, small classes, and credits that can transfer to a 4-year university, HCC keeps you local, saving you time and money. With HCC's tuition-free guarantee for Haywood County school grads, you could attend college at low or no cost. Kick off your future today. Visit haywood.edu to learn more and register.
Oh, no, not again. This darn car. I'm not sure what that light means. And that little engine light has been on for months. I can't afford another repair. I just don't know who to trust.
Singleton's understands and can help. Singleton's Automotive. Car care with character in Canton and Waynesville.
I'm a guy's guy, like my dad. We always fixed our own cars. Now I've got a career, and Dad's 2 hours away. My car just broke down. I don't want to be a guy's guy with my car anymore.
Singleton's understands and can help. Singleton's Automotive. Car care with character in Canton and Waynesville.
You're listening. Looking for top-notch custom metalwork? Look no further than Hoey Built LLC Welding and Fabrication. Based right here in Canton. Whether you need railings, gates, stairs, or structural components, they deliver the highest quality craftsmanship tailored just for you. Their services include architectural designs, repair work, mobile welding, and specialized aluminum welding. And rest assured, they're AWS certified, insured, and trusted by the community with 5-star Google ratings. Ready to bring your vision to life? Call Hoey Built 582-4091 or visit hoeybuilt.com to learn more.
Looking to promote your business with inexpensive advertising? Dynamic Advertising and Marketing can help. Their advertising targets the exact profile of customers you are looking for and reaches thousands of people every year. From mugs to menus, offering free design and full-color advertising. Give Dynamic Advertising and Marketing a call at 775-4805 to get started.
Craving flavor that makes your mouth water? It's time for Ben's Backdraft Barbecue. Owned and operated by a real firefighter, Ben's brings you authentic wood-fired barbecue, smoked low and slow, just the way you like it. From brisket and ribs to savory sides, every bite is packed with smoky goodness. Planning a party or special event? Ben's Backdraft Barbecue caters too. Visit us at 3028 Jonathan Creek Road in Waynesville. We're open Thursday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Call 400-633-4 or check out our specials at bensbackdraftbarbecue.com. Ben's Backdraft Barbecue, where every meal is five-alarm delicious.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Mountain Credit Union was built for your financial journey. Hey everybody, it's Mary Carswell from Mountain Credit Union. For more than 60 years, Mountain Credit Union has been helping Western North Carolina families reach their financial goals. Whether you're opening your first account, buying a vehicle, purchasing a home, or planning for what's next, we're here to help you at every step along the trail. With local service, personalized support, and financial solutions designed around your needs, we are committed to helping you succeed. Mountain Credit Union, your credit union, your trail, our community. Visit us online, stop by one of our local branches, or learn more at mountaincu.org. Equal housing lender insured by NCUA.
Tuscola football continues on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming to you live from the Forga Contracting Press Box, sponsored by Haywood Ace, or Haywood Ace Hardware. And I know you're sitting here thinking, man, that's a lot of commercials, but we owed it to our sponsors between last night and then getting on late tonight. So thank you for sticking with us. And I'm going to tell you that Tuscola football on WPTL, sponsored by Crossroads Ford, Haywood Ace Hardware, S&S Hunting Supplies, Teleco Community Credit Union, Hoy Welding and Fabrication, Ben's Backdraft, and Smoky Mountain Foot Clinic. The postgame show is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware, serving Haywood County with quality products and expert advice since 1969 at 1391 Delwood Road in Waynesville. Shane, like we said, Tuscola winning tonight 55-21. Listen, coming out of the gates, busting right now, or tonight, Sam Trantham, 58 yards. And if I've seen it correct, just a second ago, he ended up between last night and the night, 252 yards rushing.
Yeah. And you know, and we knew we're going into the game, you know, we were going to be heavy with Sam, you know, good to see Sam, you know, have his legs under him coming back this afternoon. And, you know, he looked fresher than he did last night.
Right.
You know, for what, you know, kind of late in the first quarter. You know, I know he plays a little bit of defense as well. Humid, real humid last night, but it looked like he had, you know, he had his legs under him tonight, and, you know, made some good decisions, good reads, good cuts. And Sam, as always, you know, making big plays for us.
Right. And, you know, defensively, I think it was an excellent game tonight. You know, giving up 21 points after 23 or none last week. So, that average right there is really good. You know, a little over 10 and a half points a game. And so next week, go to travel to South Caldwell. We're going to step away for a couple more commercials right here. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
At Dentistry on Main, Dr. Amy Perlow is committed to providing you with a superior dental care experience. Our patient-centered approach ensures you receive personalized, compassionate, and honest care you can trust. From preventative and restorative dentistry to extractions and dentures, our comprehensive services cater to all your family's dental needs. Call 424-9642 to experience the difference at Dentistry on Main.
This year, as America celebrates 250 years of freedom, Mike's Heating and Cooling is honoring the heroes who protect it every day. Veterans, active military, law enforcement, first responders, EMTs, paramedics, and nurses can receive $250 off a qualifying new HVAC system installation. It's our way of saying thank you for your courage, sacrifice, and service to our communities and our country. Call Mike's Heating and Cooling today at 828-665-4343 or visit mikesheatingandcooling.com. Mike's Heating and Cooling. Quality, comfort, reliability. God bless our heroes and God bless America.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684.
Haywood Community College, your hometown path to an associate's degree or certification. With over 30 programs and 4 brand new options, small classes, and credits that can transfer to a 4-year university, HCC keeps you local, saving you time and money. With HCC's tuition-free guarantee for Haywood County school grads, you could attend college at low or no cost. Kick off your future today. Visit haywood.edu to learn more and register.
Are you paying a high interest rate on your auto loan?
Telco Community Credit Union has saved members thousands of dollars just by bringing their loan over. At Telco, you could save up to 2%. That means lower monthly payments and more money staying right where it belongs, in your pocket. And the best part? We make refinancing simple and offer 90 days with no payments. Stop by our branch in Waynesville at 370 North Main Street for full details. Don't settle for a high rate. Refinance today with Telco, where members matter.
Haywood Community College, your hometown path to an associate's degree or certification. With over 30 programs and 4 brand new options, small classes, and credits that can transfer to a 4-year university, HCC keeps you local, saving you time and money. With HCC's tuition-free guarantee for Haywood County school grads, you could attend college at low or no cost. Kick off your future today. Visit haywood.edu to learn more and register.
The engine light comes on. Me? I just keep going. If I hear a knock or funny sound, me? I just turn up the radio. When the tire pressure's low, me? I just drive a little faster. You? You need to go to Singleton's.
Singleton's understands and can help. Singleton's Automotive. Car care with character in Canton and Waynesville.
I always thought the auto parts guys had all the answers. And free diagnostics. I still have smoke coming from somewhere. I guess free isn't always the best diagnosis.
Singleton's understands and can help. Singleton's Automotive. Car care with character in Canton and Waynesville.
When I found out I was pregnant, I honestly didn't know what to do. I felt scared and completely alone. But then I called Ascend Women's Center. They listened. Like, really listened. No judgment, just support. They helped me breathe again, and I finally had confidence to make an empowered choice.
Find support in Asheville and Waynesville. Call 828-252-1306 or visit ascendwc.org.
This is Tuscola Football. Let's go back to the Forca Contracting Press Box with Branson and Mark.
Coming to you live from the Forca Contracting Press Box here at C.O. Weatherby Stadium, sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware. Myself and Shane Lanning going to round out this broadcast. And Shane, like I said, I apologize to you and apologize to everybody else, but we got to get our sponsors in. That's who pushes us, or, you know, drives us and gets us and lets us, allows us to do this every week. So it's been a pleasure to call this game with you. I appreciate you more than you know, being able to fill in for Coach E and everything, and done a heck of a job. And, you know, like you said last night, something we've always talked about being able to do together.
Yeah, we talked about it for a long time, and, you know, I'm honored. You know, I appreciate the opportunity to come on here with you. Like I said last night, I'm definitely no Coach E or Branson, but I just trying to hold the fort down till Coach E gets back. But yeah, you know, this is one of these bucket list kind of things that, you know, growing up listening to Tuscola Football on the radio, you're like, man, that's pretty neat, right?
Right.
And then when we came through and played, you know, you always want to go back after the game and go back and listen to the radio announcing, you know, you hopefully hear your name called and all that good stuff. So to be able to sit up here in the press box with you and do it means the world to me. So I appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate it. Means the world to me too. So, the offensive and defensive player of the game awards are sponsored by A1 Storage with 13 convenient locations in Haywood, Jackson, and Macon counties. Call A1 Storage, where your stuff is our business. The defensive player of the game goes to Mr. Elijah Pruitt, and offensive game goes to Isaiah Height. And I can't say enough about, you know, either one of them, because Isaiah did a great job between passing and tonight, to me, between the first quarter last night and today, he came out of his shell throwing. You know, he was 4 for 6 last week. I'd be interested to see what he was for this game.
Oh yeah, you know, and like we said, you know, first year quarterback, you know, how's he going to manage a game? And, you know, using his legs, you know, that's the easy part. But when you have to stand back and read coverage and make those quick decisions, you know, that's kind of tough, right?
It is.
So, you know, and he done it well, done it very well.
Did well. And when he ran the ball, he was very effective and efficient on that as well. Then, of course, Elijah Pruitt, what can you say about him? Play center field out there on that defense, always getting his nose in there, breaking up passes. Of course, getting that big, interception and a pick six late right there in the, I think it was early in the fourth quarter, and pushes us up. And I tell you, you can't say enough about him. Great job by Elijah Pruitt. He's one of those that I don't think ever comes off the field.
Yeah, that's what I was getting ready to say, Branson. You know, he's one of those offense, defense, special teams. You know, you see him all over the field. So, you know, whether it's offense at wide receiver making, you know, big catches and touchdowns for us, and on a defense, like you said, he's playing center field. Not an easy position to play, you know, cause he's got to say, he's got to read run pass. Is he coming downhill to help out with a run, or is he got to look for that little tight end seam or that wide receiver post across the middle? So, you know, good job from, Elijah, just kind of staying home, reading his keys and making plays when he needs to.
You're exactly right. So as we said, appreciate you stepping in, and I want to apologize again, the technical difficulty we had getting on, to broadcast from the rest of the first quarter on. Sometimes those things happen, but, there again, I appreciate Tim, more than he knows, and, Terrell too, by running us up, another Wi-Fi box so we could get back on and, get on here in the third quarter and, finish the game and, get the Mountaineers a win tonight, 55-21. So we'll be back on the road next week as we travel over to or down to South Caldwell. We won that game up here last year, pretty big, and, look to do the same as, the 2-0 Mountaineers travel down the I-40.
Go down the mountain a couple hours.
Yeah. And,
you know, South Caldwell, they're coming off a loss to High Brighton last night, 48-6. So,
yeah.
You know, first road game for us, you know, 2-hour trip down the mountain is not an easy thing to do on a Friday afternoon. So, you know, coaching staff's got to be able to get the guys ready to go on the road, for a last non-conference game, get ready for conference.
Can't have us too low, and you can't be coming in that game too high. You got to come in middle and ready to go. And of course, they're probably going to come in a little mad and upset after a 48-6 loss. So, be looking for a lot next Friday night as, Coach E will be back, and, we'll be back on the air. We'll be on at 7. Appreciate everybody listening tonight. And again, Shane, thank you. Love you, my friend.
Love you, brother.
Sitting in on this, and, hey, we'll do it again sometime.
Anytime.
All right. For Shane and myself, thank you for listening. And the Tuscola Post Game Show's presenting sponsor has been Haywood Ace Hardware. We're serving Haywood County with quality products and expert advice since 1969 at 1391 Delwood Road in Waynesville.